this is the information that I'm looking to get, and I'm just hiring for the information.
I have had some who weren't musicians. They were other industry professionals who wanted to learn the business. Some of them hired me just to see how I worked so they could maybe emulate it. And I'm like, hey, you know what? A paycheck is a paycheck. And if I can help you, fine. There are some people like, well, I don't want you just working with me so you could see how the sauce is made. Listen, just because you have the same recipe doesn't mean it's going to come out tasting the same exact way.
Hey, what's good? Welcome to the McCove Mindset Podcast. This week, we're sitting down with a dear friend of mine, Suzanne Polinsky. Suzanne and I go way, way, way back. She is a mindset and productivity coach. Her teachings can be found all over the place, like Huffington Post, Sonic Bids, Reverb Nation, CD Baby, TuneCore, Soundfly. Her teachings will help you to get into the correct mental space and also put yourself in a position to really move your career forward. Really looking forward to bringing you this episode. And as always, if you like what you hear, hit like, hit subscribe, leave a comment, and let me know what you think. Let's get to it. Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure. I always love our talks.
This episode of the McCove Mindset Podcast has been a long time coming because, I think I've asked you probably like three or four times, like, hey, you wanna be on my podcast? You wanna do an episode? And we're finally making it happen.
It's been crazy. Yeah, I'm so stoked that we're doing this.
So how has life been? What are you up to right now?
Oh, man, I feel like I've been in a bubble for a while. I guess everybody has to some extent. But yeah, I'm graduating in May, which is great. I've just finished up, my second master's and hopefully my last master's program so that I can become a licensed therapist. That's the goal now, is transitioning the Rockstar Advocate. I'm still going to do coaching and I'll still have my Rockstar Slackers, which is my group coaching program, but I'm going to be offering therapy sessions to musicians in the coming months. So I'm really stoked about that.
That is phenomenal. You know, there's a person who I want to connect you to. Her name is Dr. Sierra Bard.
Nice.
And she does a very, very similar practice. Mm-hmm. It's more based in like group therapy.
Nice.
For musicians. You would not be here having this conversation with me right now. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be in this interaction if it weren't for my belief in everything that you just advocated for.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because, you know, like, this podcast is sponsored by Joyburst,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's sponsored by the Joyburst Talent Search. And so the Joyburst Talent Search 2023 is, it's a talent search from February 15th to March 15th. And then there's a voting period from March 15th to March 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you enter in on TikTok or Instagram, or you could even do a YouTube short. You do the open verse challenge. And the grand prize is $10,000 cash, and there's a song publishing deal, which mm-hmm. is a great opportunity for any independent artist. My connection into this whole thing was, obviously, I wrote a song. I wrote the song Joy Burst, and then Vanilla Ice came along and mm-hmm. sang the song, and, you know, things transpired from there.
Yep.
But in the conversation that I had with the company about music going mm-hmm. forward for this, you know, next quarter, there was an opportunity to say, like, you know, I think that if you were to sponsor my podcast, that there's real value in being able to affiliate yourself and your brand with music industry professionals, especially if you care to appeal to right. the music audience and the independent artist
right.
audience.
Mm-hmm.
My last podcast prior to this project was in 2019.
Mm.
My Instagram followers are a little over 3,000. My TikTok followers are a little under like 200. You know, like, this, the podcast views, irrelevant. They were from right. 3 years ago or whatever. Right. You know, all of that, still having the belief
right.
that says you don't have to necessarily have the viral video. You don't necessarily have to have the 100,000 followers. You don't, you know, like those things, though, that you can place value on, they can be used to draw value to yourself. It does not define you. It does not define what you have to offer and the resource that you can be for an audience.
100%. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
I'll never forget. I was working with a colleague. I won't name them, but they had a client who, you know, the colleague says to them, yeah, we're going to bring Suze on board. She's very good at what she does. She's going to help you guys like get clear on your goals and all the stuff. And they checked my Instagram. And at that point, I only had 1,500 followers. And they said, why should we work with her when we have more followers on Instagram than her?
Wow.
I mean, these were young kids. So I was just like, I'm not going to slap you right now because you don't have enough life experience to realize how many wrong things just came out of your mouth. But I said to, I still met with them and, you know, and then of course, after we met, they were like so thankful and we had a great session. But I was like, listen, like the ignorance of everything you just said, I said, I only need 7 clients a month to sustain my business and do what I need to do. So if I have 1,500 followers and I only need 7 people a month, like I'm not, why would I spend my time trying to get more followers? I have enough. You know, but I've always had a minimalist approach. Like I live in a tiny house. It's literally 300 square feet in a driveway on wheels. Like it's minimal because I have what I need and I'm building a life on my terms. And as long as I'm happy and I feel like I'm having the impact I want to have, why am I going to continue to chase more things that aren't going to necessarily improve that impact? So I try to be very intentional with my partnerships, my collaborations, what I do and who I work with, because it's not about chasing numbers. Doesn't mean I don't go on like, man, I saw you killed it on Clubhouse. And I was like trying to give Clubhouse a try. And like, you were so consistent, which is why you did so well on Clubhouse. And, but I found myself going, man, Kevin is killing it. And like, I can't do that. So I get like, I'm not even going to try. Like, why? Like, you know, like it still got in my head, like, man, look what he's doing. And then I was like, well, all right. So like, he's doing it. He's got that covered, like, you know, whatever, but why, you know, but the numbers get in our heads and they talk ourselves out of it. And it's like, for what reason? But society has trained us, you know, there's a great Black Mirror episode about this, of like these numbers kind of following us around and being our value in society. Oh,
the social score. That episode is crazy.
That was bonkers. That
episode is crazy.
That was insane. And I thought to myself, like, yeah, no, like the pendulum's going to swing at some point, and we have to be able to be prepared to still find value in ourselves when like this whole social media numbers thing one day doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You know?
When you're highlighting also too, the value of depth over width, and it doesn't have to be depth over width.
Right.
It's just like, they're just two different things.
Exactly.
Like you can go deep with someone or, you know, you can go wide, and it depends on what you need and the value that you need to get out of it. And it's funny that you bring up Clubhouse. First of all, thank you for the compliment.
Absolutely.
On the consistency.
Yeah.
How did you like scale your business?
Yeah.
What is a funnel? Yeah. How does one nurture what is nurturing an email relationship or, you know?
Yeah. I would say that the biggest thing to start with is that I didn't understand coaching, like even though that's what I was doing and that's what I was trying to form a business in. I mean, that wasn't 10 years ago. That was not a common thing in the music industry. It's still not even that common, although there's many more of us now, but like I didn't have the vocabulary for it. That really wasn't a thing. And so when a coach from another industry came to me and said, I can help you. And I was like, you're not even in the music industry. industry. What are you going to teach me? Because again, I kept thinking industry specific. I wasn't thinking systems and running a business as a whole. I was like, what can you possibly teach me? You don't get it. The music industry is not the same as whatever you're doing. It's different. You don't get it. And I was very like elitist about that. And I was just like, if you're not in the music industry, you can't help me. And so finally, I hit a wall and I was sick and tired of trying to make whatever I was trying to make work. And finally, I called her up, and 8 years of her like trying to help me, 8 years later, I called her and I said, listen, if you could forgive me for blowing you off for 8 years, I'd really like to hire you because I am just sick of trying to do this by myself. And I invested a hefty amount of money. I'm not saying everybody needs to invest the amount that I invested. I mean, it was a nice like 5-figure investment, but that 5 figures put me through entrepreneurial boot camp, and I was full-time in 6 months and quit my day job and never looked back. Wow. So, you know, I looked at it as, you know, I've paid much more money in school, and I really looked at it as an investing in an education. And it was a semester of school. You know, it was, we worked together for 3.5, almost 4 months. And it was like, okay, like teach me everything I need to know. And so, you know, definitely I would say my humble opinion, don't do this without a coach. It's going to take you so much longer. And a coach is, because you're not just learning entrepreneurship, it's being modeled for you with what they're doing. Like, so right. I learned so much faster because I saw the funnel and the journey she was putting me through. I saw how every week before our call, she'd send me a questionnaire and she'd prep, you know, so she could prep properly for our call. And I'd see how she'd shape the call and how, you know, we'd track my progress and how the contract and the invoice were sent to me before we started and how she accepted payments and like all of this stuff. She didn't even have to teach me all of that. I was just being able to get an inside look at how my experience was with her. And I'm like, and then on top of everything she was teaching me, I now actually learned by doing. And when we were done, I'm like, oh, so I need my contract and I need to have an invoice ready and I need to determine what my payment policies are. And I need to determine what happens. Well, how do I know that a client is no longer a good fit for me? I need to know what is my exit strategy when it's time to fire a client, because yes, that is a thing. I have fired clients before. And so like, what did all that look like? So, you know, that was like the boot camp that I went through. And so I guess I will just say, don't try to do that alone. You don't need to work with a coach forever, but just get the ball rolling with a coach so that you could cut through the crap and like, just make a beeline for who your audience is. It's not everybody. What exactly are you going to offer? I went from having a 7-page service list to having 3 ways to work with me, and understanding that that's more attractive than having, I could do everything for you. All that says, right, is I'm an expert in nothing. Like, that's all that says. So like, understanding these basic fundamentals, and then understanding like, yes, your email list, you don't have to have 5,000 people on it, but work more getting that off the ground first and having direct access to these people than trying to go viral on Instagram. It's not necessary. So, you know, just making those relationships, I think understanding those fundamentals is enough to get you started.
That is such sage advice. Somebody, I mean, it truly who is. Has failed
many times over. These are the lessons we finally learn. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is like. It's like you make enough mistakes, right, where you're just kind of like, all right, look, let me save you the heartbreak. Right. Let me save you the headache. Mm-hmm. Let me save you the trouble.
Right.
And like, what? So I have a question, because likely, someone has heard this and will be like, who is the coach that you worked with, and why did you choose to work with them?
Right. Great question. So Jordana Jaffe was the coach that I work with. Shout out to Jordana. She is wonderful. She's currently now running a virtual assistant agency. So if you need a virtual assistant, she now has like a whole bevy of virtual assistants that she outsources to people. So that's what she's doing now. She's no longer a career coach. But the reason I worked with her, number one, I didn't really know a lot of coaches at the time. But I trusted her because she didn't give up. When I said like, no, I don't want to work with you. And she knew it was nothing personal. I just wasn't ready for a coach. She's like, that's cool. Like, we still hung out. We still, like, kind of were in the same community. Like, I'd still run into her at different events and different business events and stuff outside of the music industry. And she was still always very friendly to me. We'd Instagram or I don't even think that was around. I think we G-chatted a couple times throughout the years.
Taking it back.
Yeah, I know, right? And so, like, it definitely just, I definitely got the vibe that, you know, she just genuinely wanted to help. Obviously, I was going to pay her a hefty fee, but like she was in it for the long game. She wasn't trying to make a quick buck. It was like she was in this. She had passion for it. And me personally, with her, her wife is a entrepreneur attorney. So she helps other entrepreneurs with their contracts and everything like that. And so with her program, it was 3 or 4 months, but it was also her wife set me up and would set up their clients with their contracts. And they're all making sure their website had the privacy notice and all the disclaimers that it needed and all that stuff. And I'm a former paralegal. I know how pricey that can be. So for me, I was like, oh, that's worth the five figures right there. Like, I'm now set up with contracts and my web, like, I'm good. And that stuff can last for years. So fine, sign me up. So that's what worked for me. But ultimately, I always tell potential clients with me, get on a free consultation. If a coach is not offering a free consultation, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm not on board with that. Like, it doesn't have to be an hour, but 15 minutes to just get a vibe to see if your personalities are similar. Like, I have gotten on calls with people and I'm like, listen, I know I could help you, but I know somebody else who could help you more because your personalities are similar and their approach might be more boot camp and I'm more like mama bear. And I don't think that's going to motivate you. I think you want a boot camper. So I'm going to refer you to somebody who's going to like kick your butt. And that is the person for you. I'm more of like, love them and with compassion and like be that bleeding heart, but like show you ways on how to have the pity party and dust yourself off and get to work. But that's my approach. So I know who I'm good for and I know who I'm not good for. So I have had calls where I'm like, I'm not for you. And so if you have somebody that's just like, yeah, I'll work, you know, come with questions. Who is your ideal client? If they can't tell you that, run. If you're
right, there's look, any client. Yeah. Who's my ideal client? Any client who's paying.
It doesn't matter. You're my ideal client. Okay, but who is that? Why am I your ideal client? like, interview them. You know, you're hiring them. You are the owner of your business. So interview them. Meet with a few. Get a vibe. Go on their social media. Don't worry about how many followers they have. Look at the actual content and say, does that resonate with me? Because here's the thing. There's a bunch of different ways. Like somebody could be saying, I'm going to get you, you know, successful because I'm going to teach you how to grow your email list. Somebody else could be like, I'm going to get you successful because I'm going to teach you how to monetize your YouTube channel. Somebody else is going to be like, I'm going to show you how to do it by building a tour. And like, you know, great. They all work. I'm not saying one is wrong and one is right. Do you like performing live? If you don't, that's not the coach for you. Do you like being in front of the camera? If not, that's not the coach for you. So like, is their approach resonating with how you like to do things? So, you know, look at their content, not their followers, and see if you are like, oh, yeah, what you said makes sense. And like, I want to know more about that.
Right. Yeah. So there was no hook. So that's so interesting because I'm like, there was no like essential like hook or whatever. You weren't sold in like a salesy way. You were sold through like, you know, this long relationship that built, that was like real equity in that, right?
There
was like real debt.
And she just like lovingly pointed out like, yeah, I just see you struggling and it doesn't have to be this way. Like, why don't we just get on a call? Like she, you know, and listen, she was savvy. Like when we got on the call, and she's going to tell me how much it cost. It was just like, she was good at what she did. Like she knew the sale, but she also, the proof was in the pudding. Like, she knew she could deliver, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. I love that. Because I feel like I'm always, like, I am probably, this call is good for me. Because on a personal level, I think that I'm in the place where I could probably benefit tremendously from a coach. Mm-hmm. Yet, I don't think that I was thinking of it in the way that you framed it, in the sense that it's like you're hiring in them and they kind of work for you.
Right.
So find the right like person to hire,
right,
opposed to this is the information that I'm looking to get, and I'm just hiring for the information.
Right.
And that's kind of the wrong way to look at
right.
it. Right.
And listen, I'm 8 years in this business. I've hired multiple coaches for different things. I've hired a money mindset coach when I realized, oh, my hurdle right now is my relationship with money. I have hired a VIP coach when I wanted to offer higher ticket things for certain clients and I wanted to make sure I was doing it the right way. And like, I look at it too, as like sometimes, and I've had clients be honest with me that, you know, I have had some who weren't musicians. They were other industry professionals who wanted to learn the business. Some of them hired me just to see how I worked so they could maybe emulate it. And I'm like, hey, you know what? A paycheck is a paycheck. And if I can help you, fine. I'm not, because even if, you know, there are some people like, well, I don't want you just working with me so you could see how the sauce is made. Listen, just because you have the same recipe doesn't mean it's going to come out tasting the same exact way.
Like, right.
It's in your approach. It's in your mindset. It's in who your audience is and who you're serving. You want to try to copy what I'm doing? Fine. I hope it works for you. But you're going to at some point have to alter what I'm doing so that it works for you. So, and that's where the coaching comes in. It's my job to help you figure out what is going to work for you. So to me, I don't really care if someone wants to hire me and just kind of see how I do. I've hired people because I love what they're doing. And I'm like, how do they, what's their approach? Like, what, how are they disciplined in a way that maybe I'm not? Like, okay, I want an up close and personal kind of insight into their business. And you know what? That's what I'm paying for. Like,
right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on here.
Thank you for having me. And for not giving up on me when I couldn't make it in the bed.
It's okay. I would never give up on you. Well, the same way your coach didn't give up on you. Apparently, you have, this magnetism.
My therapist says I'm a slow digester. I need to... I get there eventually. It's
good. Well, thank you so much for being on the episode. I truly appreciate
it. My pleasure. Thank you.